Okay, guys, so we have been hanging out for a minute now, and I would really love your feedback on some things. My mission here is to really help you increase the amount of joy, peace, and fulfillment you experience in your everyday and step into the woman and the mom you were created to be. I want to hear from you as the mamas who are boots on the ground, holding down the fort while your partners are away. What is it that you are struggling the most with right now? What tools, knowledge, resources, or support do you think could really be helpful for you? So, example of some things that you may be struggling with right now: lack of support, time management skills, low energy, motivation, mood, healthy habits, organization, self-care, financial stress, being triggered in motherhood, emotional regulation, overwhelm, and overstimulation. These are just some ideas, but I want to hear from you specifically. What are you struggling with right now? And FYI, I know how to list all of these things because I have experienced them all, every single one. So zero judgment and absolutely no shame for struggling in any or all of these areas. My mission is to help you work through all the messy and start thriving. So please, as I continue to plan content, set up guest interviews, create and find resources for you, let me know where you're at and what you're really needing right now to help make that shift that you've been praying for. You can let me know in a review or in an email at hello@HeidiCherkoff.com. What is your situation? How often is your spouse away? How long have you been on your solo parenting journey for? And what are you struggling with the most right now? This might even be the first time you've really given this some thought. So this could be a really great awareness exercise for you to truly check in with yourself. Where are you at and what do you need? Whether you do it on a review, which can be completely anonymous on Apple Podcasts, by the way, you can punch in anything for your display name, or via email at hello@HeidiCherkoff.com, it would be so helpful for me to get to know you and how I can best serve you while we're here. Thank you in advance for taking the time to do that. I really, truly appreciate hearing from you. Today, we are going to chat about something I think we have all felt weight and heaviness around at some point. And that's wanting to be better for our kids. And it feels especially heavy when we feel we aren't measuring up to that. So today I want to give you three things to think about if you are in the lows of motherhood right now. And I'm going to deliver it to you in a way that I wish someone would deliver it to me if I'm going through it. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Grab a coffee or steep that tea, cozy up, and let's chat.
Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected, and not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Cherkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of three boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend. So take my hand and let's get started.
Hey, you guys, how's it going? It's Heidi Cherkoff here. So glad you landed at the Solo and So Well podcast. If you're new around here, welcome. If you've been hanging out with me for a bit now, thanks for continuing to tune in. I am just getting over a cold, so apologies if you hear some sniffles or some throat clears. The boys and I were sick all week. I'm a little later recording this episode, but all good. I am almost all back to normal today. Just some lingering symptoms. We are through the thick of it. This has been such an exciting and meaningful new endeavor for me. I decided to start a podcast in December, and then I launched in January, and I've been consistent with putting out weekly content ever since. There has been a ton of learning, and I know it's only going to go up from here. as I get more comfortable with hosting, as I continue to learn more about what you're really needing and create content and interview guests specifically for you. I created this podcast as a way to reach and serve mamas who are really struggling in the thick of it of motherhood and solo parenting right now. Raising little humans, trying to sort our life out, figure ourselves out, work on our marriage, grow and flourish as an individual and as a family in this life is hard, you guys. It's hard work. And most of us moms here are trying to do it all with our partners away a lot of the time. It's like trying to juggle a million balls at once, and it's freaking tough. Right before we get into today's episode, which is for the mamas who are feeling and wanting to do better for their children, I see you, I hear you, I feel you, and I have a message for you to just help lift you up and move you through that. But just before we get to that, I want to let you know that I now offer coaching. Okay, so if you are a mama that is feeling totally lost and defeated right now, and you are so done with living the way you have been, with no patience, full of stress, angst, and overwhelm, and you are ready to change, to focus on yourself, and to thrive in and beyond motherhood, I would love the opportunity to work with you and help you move through and beyond everything that's been weighing you down. And I believe that you already hold so much knowledge and wisdom. And sometimes we just need a third party to help keep us accountable, to help organize our thoughts, and to help us figure out what the next right step is, and then the next right step, and then the next right step. And that's what coaching is. My coaching business just launched as of last week, so I'm offering an extremely affordable package for my first handful of clients. And if you want to know more about what one-on-one coaching would look like with me and everything that's included in my current coaching package, please head over to the show notes and click the link to book a completely free discovery call with me. And if you have any questions around that, you can always email me at hello@HeidiCherkov.com. You literally have nothing to lose. It's completely free, no strings attached. It's just an opportunity for you to let me know where you're at, what you're struggling with, and me to show you what coaching with me would look like. And then together we can determine if coaching with me is the right next step for you. Okay, so let's get to today's topic. You want to be better for your kids, and maybe you're feeling a little disappointed in yourself or defeated when you believe that you are not measuring up to the mom you want to be for them. And it feels really friggin' sucky to feel that way. And if that's you, if you can relate to what I'm talking about right now, like, do you know what I mean? I know I'm not alone in this. If you do, if this message is for you, I want to give you just a few things to think about today. And I believe it's going to lift you up and help start making necessary steps to really move through whatever hurdle or hurdles you continue to come up against and are keeping you from believing you aren't good enough for your kids. Because I'm so certain that you are. And my hopes that by the end of this episode, you will be certain too. Okay, so the first thing that you need to know, if you are sitting there feeling like you want to be better for your kids, okay? The first thing you need to know is that you are exactly the mom meant to raise your kids. You and all of your unique brilliance, gifts, quirks, weirdness, and flaws, exactly how you are and everything you've been through is by design. No mistakes were made. You are meant to raise your kids, and your kids are meant to rise you. Let me repeat that. You were meant to raise your kids, and your kids are meant to rise you. That does not mean that you don't have work to do, but you having the exact kids you do, facing the challenges you face, the triggers, the joys, the everything, you have such an amazing opportunity to learn and grow from all of that. Everything is a lesson if you let it be, and your struggles are meant for you to dig into and overcome. Number two thing that you need to know is perfection is not the goal, right? Even though this perfect match between mother and child was by design, It does not mean that everything is going to be perfect, nor does it have to be. I remember hearing this saying when I was still working in the field of supporting moms and families. It was before I was even a mom myself, and it has always stuck with me. There is no way to be a perfect parent. It's impossible. But there are a million ways to be a pretty good one. Did you hear that? There is no way to be a perfect parent. It's impossible. But there are a million ways to be a pretty good one. And I know without a doubt that you are a pretty darn good mother. Even if you don't feel it or believe it, even if things are hard right now, you are. And your kids are so lucky to have you as their mama that is willing to push through the messy and imperfect, to make changes, to stretch and to grow. So lucky. Okay, so number three thing that you need to know today. You have to want to do it for you. Be ready and willing to make changes to better yourself for yourself, to go up to bat for yourself every single day, not for your husband, not for your kids, for you, because you deserve it and because you are worthy. Wanting to make changes for your kids or for your husband might give you motivation and the clues to where to get started, but real change is going to come when you do it for you, because it's something you truly want and you are emotionally attached to the outcome. What is it that you're really wanting to change and work on? What is it? And how will you feel when you do? Get honest, get accountable, make it about you and for you. That's it, my friend. Sending you so much love and hugs. You are doing hard things. You continue to show up every day, searching for ways to be better, to do better. Your kids are seriously so lucky to have you. I will keep reminding you of that. And remember, you get to grow up alongside them, right? You get to grow up alongside them. It is a journey and we're here for it. If you think another mama could use this message, which I believe so many out there do, share it on your socials and I would appreciate it so much. Okay, so much love. You got this. Chat soon.
Hey, mama. I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.